Today's program has been brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings, and welcome to Animal Instinct, here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer. Welcome to episode number 34! In the past, if you mentioned pigeon racing to me, I'd think Dastardly and Muttley. That was about all I knew. In high school, I'd heard about spy pigeons carrying messages during wars, and that sounded really cool. I wasn't sure if pigeon racing still existed until I moved to Brooklyn. Occasionally, you'll see pigeons flying in groups in kind of a figure-eight formation above the rooftops. I never really knew what was going on until I saw a guy on the roof with what looked like a towel on a stick. He was waving it in a pattern that the birds seemed to mimic while in flight. It's beautiful and hypnotizing to watch, so it got my curiosity up. I asked around, and finally, one day, someone told me that those people were exercising their birds who happened to be racing pigeons. That all led up to today. I'm speaking with Dionne Roberts, sports development manager with the American Racing Pigeon Union, headquartered in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Dionne has been doing this for nearly 14 years, so she really understands the sport and what it's all about. Hey, Dionne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to you about racing pigeons. Let's just get started. Is that okay with you?
That's wonderful. I appreciate you having us on the show.
Oh, I mean, I've been researching. I've been trying to do this show now for two seasons, so I'm so excited that I found you guys.
And I'm having a little trouble understanding, so bear with me.
Okay, no problem. So how long have you been involved in pigeon racing?
I've been with this American Racing Pigeon Union for about 14 years.
And were you racing pigeons or had any involvement in this beforehand?
I'm sorry. We have a really fuzzy connection. I apologize.
Oh, no problem.
What was the question again?
Were you racing pigeons before you became involved with the organization?
Oh, I was one of those children that sat in the pigeon pen and let the birds walk all over me. As I grew up, I developed an interest in marketing. And this position offers quite a variety of opportunities and methods to get information out about the hobby.
Mm-hmm. And so how long have people been racing pigeons?
Oh, gosh. In the U.S., probably started in the 1800s. It was around the 1800s that the homing pigeon was developed sufficiently to fly 200 miles in a day. At a time when the principal mode of travel was either by foot or horse. So back then, 200 miles was quite a distance.
Yeah.
Prior to that, the bird's history as message carriers go back over 5,000 years.
Wow.
But for shorter distances, such as 40 miles,
mm-hmm.
and for centuries, homing pigeons were the fastest and most reliable means of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the newspapers of many countries used them to carry news. And in the early 19th century, homing pigeons were used in many Belgian cities to bring news and stock quotes from London across the English Channel.
Wow.
And I believe you mentioned the wartime use, World War I, World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They carried vital messages, especially when radio communications were cut off. So that saved hundreds of lives in that case. But it was about mid-1800s that homing pigeons were imported from Europe here.
Mm-hmm.
And according to our history, 1872, the first club was formed to conduct races.
Mm-hmm.
But most fanciers flew pigeons individually or in challenge matches. The largest concentration of fanciers was in Philadelphia. And organizations were formed, and eventually the AU grew out of the other organizations, and we were incorporated in 1910.
Wow.
Yeah. And they started offering prizes, and that got the competition started. This was a garage operation, really, with the officers working out of their own garages. 1950s, the office came about.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not exactly that old here, but still, we're fairly new.
So how many people do you think are involved in pigeon racing in the United States?
Well, I know that in our organization we have nearly 10,000 members, but there may be some that race outside the organization,
mm-hmm.
don't race for awards. Maybe they just enjoy having the birds.
Mm-hmm.
I know even a lot of our members enjoy doing ceremonial releases. They may not necessarily race. So I know we have, as far as racing members, nearly 10,000 in the U.S.
Wow. And what's a ceremonial release?
I'm sorry?
What is a ceremonial release?
Oh, you know the white dove releases that you might have at special events or funerals or
mm-hmm.
weddings.
Oh, okay.
And typically they breed a smaller white homing pigeon because the homing pigeon is the only one that would successfully go home.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So then those birds that people are getting for like a wedding or something and that are releasing, those birds are actually not going free. They're actually going back home for their next job, basically.
Yes, yes, they sure are. And a lot of our members, like I say, they do that
mm-hmm.
as a side hobby. So we have a page on our website that offers those members, a listing of those members, so you can find one near you.
Oh, that's cool. I always wondered where people would find that, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So what breed of pigeon is raced?
I'm sorry?
What breed of pigeon is raced?
What breed?
Yeah.
It's going to be the homing pigeon.
Okay.
That's specific to the homing instinct. Nature just put that in them. I know that it's often confused with maybe it's still referred to as a carrier pigeon or messenger pigeon. And it's confused with passenger pigeon.
Yeah.
But passenger pigeon is actually extinct, and carrier pigeon is now actually a show breed.
Really?
And though there's relation, it's a separate breed. And the homing pigeon is the one that's used in the racing because of their homing instinct.
It's really amazing. So basically, it's just instinct that gives them the ability to find where they live.
Exactly. Scientists like Cornell University studied mm-hmm. this, and they still don't really know what it is that helps the bird get home. But the theory is that they detect magnetic poles of the Earth's surface.
Mm-hmm.
They detect sounds from as far as a state away.
Wow.
They utilize the sun like a compass. They are amazing animals. They can utilize their sense of smell and their eyesight to a much higher degree than we do.
Yeah.
So there's a school of thought that actually examines what they call eyesign, which is looking at the characteristics of the bird's eye
mm-hmm.
to determine an excellent racing homing pigeon.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets quite in depth.
I'm fascinated. I'm just like, wow. I mean, I'm stuck at the can hear a mile away. You know, it's like I can barely hear a block away. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's not as if the volume. It's just detecting.
Mm-hmm.
So there was comment years ago about Learjets that the pigeons picking that up whenever they take off.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of issues.
Hmm. And so do boy pigeons and girl pigeons both race?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do both male and female pigeons race?
I'm sorry, I'm not catching it. We have a really fuzzy connection. I apologize.
I'm sorry to hear it. You're clear here. You know what? Why don't we take a break for a minute, and let me see if we can get the engineer to fix this up. So let's hold on just a moment, and we'll be back shortly.
So I went on Saturday night. When I got there, I was nervous, but I left there pale with
2001, Heritage Foods USA has sold pasture-raised, antibiotic-free heritage meats to restaurants and homes around the country. Our farmers raise their animals with care using traditional methods, guaranteed to produce the very best-tasting meat. Our pork breeds include Berkshire, Red Wattle, Duroc, Gloucester Old Spot, Large Black, and Tamworth, and our beef comes from Piedmontese, Angus Akiyushi, Belgian Blue, Highland, Simmental, and Belted Galloway cattle. We also carry a rotation of 24 rare breeds of heritage chicken, seasonal specialties like lamb, goat, geese, and of course, heritage turkeys. Visit us online at www.heritagefoodsusa.com or give us a call at 718-389-0985 to place your order today.
We're thrilled to announce a special event, the Silver Snail 25 Years of Slow Food. This event is hosted by Slow Food USA, Heritage Radio Network, and Roberta's Pizza. It's been 25 years since Carlo Petrini and a group of activists launched a peaceful revolution to defend regional traditions, good food, gastronomic pleasure, and the slow pace of life. The slow food movement has since evolved into a comprehensive approach to food that recognizes strong connections between plate, planet, people, politics, and culture. Today, this movement involves thousands of projects and millions of people in more than 160 countries worldwide. Join us for a dialogue between Slow Food's founder, Carlo Petrini, and locavore activist, Alice Waters, as they reflect on the evolution of the food movement and all things slow. Friday, October 3rd from 11:30 to 2:30. You can go to our website and click on the link on the right-hand side of the page to RSVP. We can't wait to see you there.
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
And we are back. I'm speaking with Dionne Roberts of the American Racing Pigeon Union. Dionne, is this line any better?
Still a little fuzzy, but I'll sure give it a go.
I'm sorry, darling. I'll see what we can do. So I was asking you if both male and female pigeons race.
I'm still not catching. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're asking the different breeds?
No, I'm asking if both sexes are able to race, or if it's only a male thing or a female thing.
Oh, no. Both sexes can race.
Okay. And how does a pigeon race work?
Well, what you're doing is you're taking advantage of their homing ability, and you're gathering all the birds that will be in the race, transporting the birds to a predetermined race release location. The distances of the location for release and the individual's lofts, there are GPS readings taken from each of those. And all that is put into race figuring software called WinSpeed. WinSpeed is a software that AU developed, and it calculates the speeds of each pigeon and takes into account any differences in actual length of travel.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking, as a club, the members are coming together, let's say, typically on a Friday night, and they're putting their birds. First, they clock them into the master clock by scanning the bands, and they're loaded into crates. And those crates are transported on a trailer. The typical common release time would be on a Saturday morning, and it would need to be 30 minutes after sunrise, a nice clear day. The weather's been checked all along this time, all along the travel from the race release location to the distance home, all that is checked. Once that is confirmed to be favorable, then the birds are released all at once. And they might circle one or two times to kind of get their bearings, but they all have different finish lines.
Wow.
So they're starting from the same point. And they might stay as a group for a bit of the travel, but the closer they get to their homes, they should break away and travel to their own home loft. Now, the modern version now, most common, is a computer chip on a band that's clipped on the other leg. That chip is read when they come home over the pad, the antenna pad.
Wow.
And they're clocked in. You know, it used to be a manual clock. You had to sit at home and wait for the bird to come home, roll the rubber band counter mark off and put it in a clock and stamp the time.
Wow.
But most common now is computer. So the chip, that has changed really the approach to racing now. You've got the techie folks in favor because they can go do whatever else they want to do, let's say with kids or social. They don't really have to sit at home. The bird come home, they're clocked in, they can read their clock later.
What a
trip. They compare their times at the clubhouse, maybe most typically on Sunday, and they compare their times. On top of that, we have a national database to which they upload their results, and now they're compared nationally.
Wow.
Yeah, so now we have on the front of our website, pigeon.org, we have a link, National Awards. Now, that's typically what's awarded at our convention each year, our national convention. So that's there are several levels of competition. You have the club level, and then you have maybe combine level, which is a combination of clubs. Then you might have a concourse level, which is a combination of combines.
Oh, wow.
And so on. But then you have the national figures tell the top pigeons.
And are the top pigeons in one area, or do they are they typically like one breeder, or is it always spread
no.
out? Yeah.
No. Your pigeon racing skill, it's partly genetic on the bird. You have to practice good husbandry, developing the line that suits your style of racing. You know, you might do sprint. You might need a long distance. It depends on much of your attitude and your location. It's personal preference. So you're practicing good husbandry by controlling your pigeon breeding and developing the line that is most favorable to you.
Hmm.
That can be any location in the United States. So we have varied locations on the national winners.
Wow. And when these birds are competing, what kind of distances are they traveling?
Well, the young bird, there are two race seasons, the young bird and the old bird. The younger bird is under a year of age, and they'll go up to 300 miles in their race series.
Wow.
Yeah, the old bird, and that's a bird over a year of age, is so much more mature because they're grown up at 30 days of age.
Wow.
What you're doing when you're training them for races is building their muscle and helping their homing skills. But the older bird is much more experienced and has a much hardy body. And he can go up to 600 miles.
Oh, my God.
In the race series.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They are amazing. The way they detect home, of course, you do everything you can to optimize that. You're at about 30 days of age, 28, 30 days of age. That's typical best learning time for the bird.
Wow.
He becomes aware of his surroundings. You might keep him out in the aviary portion of the loft for a couple of weeks. He has to take all those, as you might say, readings of the area. And that is what they're going to work to recognize as they're flying home. And you're training them. You start training them very short distances. You have to get their muscles built up, and you have to help them recognize home. Which of those senses I mentioned earlier, they could be utilizing any or all in recognizing that location that they know is home at about 30 days of age.
Unreal. So what's the lifespan of a typical racing pigeon?
Well, a race career that could be 5 maybe to 8 years. But if you think about it somewhat like horse racing,
yeah,
if he does that well, he may be put out to a stud, which is a nice cushy life for him.
Yeah, really.
And hopefully some income for the owner.
And with horses, because that's my background, so I know tons about horses. I know nothing about pigeons. If you have a champion male bird, do they sell sperm and ship that too, so the females can be artificially inseminated?
It's not really done like horses, mm-hmm. but rather you can purchase the offspring more readily from a champion. I've heard of eggs being sold, but more often, the offspring are sold, and the prime time for shipping them, like I said, on maturity was 28 to 30 days of age, so that they learned their new location as home.
Good point. That's a really good point, because if they're sold too late, or then it doesn't matter. They're never going home. They're going back to where they were at day 28 to 30 or around that time.
Yeah, if you have an older bird, you can resettle them.
Mm-hmm.
It's work, but it's just easier to start with the young birds in a new location and keep your older birds. If you can't let them out, they're what we would call prisoner, though it doesn't sound kind. It's a nice life of leisure, and they become breeders.
Nice. Wow. And do the champion females become breeders as well?
I'm sorry? Do the children...
The females, if they're champions, they go out to breed as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Many of our yearbook ads include both cocks and hens for sale, or the offspring from them.
Wow. And so let's say I wanted to get into this, and someone calls you and says, I want to start racing pigeons. Where do you recommend people get birds from?
Well, for the beginner especially, we like to recommend getting acquainted with area race clubs. Anyone can call or email us for local contacts. It's really best for them to visit with the club members and see who may have birds that are doing well.
Mm.
On the race sheets. And it's not unusual for members to give new club members birds to get them started.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I like to refer them to the clubs first. Now, there are individuals that like to spend large dollars and start large.
Mm-hmm.
And that's personal preference. But most commonly, you really have so much to learn on the birds, so might as well get with an area club and relax, take your time, get to know it.
Yeah, definitely. And as you were saying before, that let's say someone with a lot of money comes in and they want to buy a champion bird from someone, they would have to take the time to rehome it and teach it where it is and all that, which sounds like that would be a pretty advanced thing to do. I wouldn't imagine a beginner birder could do that quite well.
You would really expect the youngster to be mailed to you, not the older bird. The breeder is utilizing that bird like your stud racing horse.
Yeah.
And so you're purchasing the offspring, and those are shipped to you at about 28 or 30 days of age, and you home them in your loft, and you develop your race team through that.
Wow.
You can purchase kits. There are several dealers nationwide that sell kits of birds to get you started.
Mm-hmm. And how much is a typical racing bird?
Well, that's why I like to refer people to clubs. You can get them anywhere from free.
That's
or
all right.
You can spend large dollars. It can be hundreds, or it could be maybe even thousands.
Wow.
If that's your thing. But the kindest thing to do for you and the bird while you're learning, start with a club.
Yeah,
get
definitely.
Get acquainted. Let them either give you birds, or maybe they have some that are not so expensive. But you can get acquainted with the members, pay attention to the club sheets, the race sheets, and see who's doing well. And get to know that member and see what they'll do for you.
Yeah, that makes the most sense, because it's such a unique sport that
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine going in as a beginner and by yourself and trying to wing it.
Well, and that's a nice thing in our organization. we do appreciate if you're a beginner, we would appreciate the demonstration of seriousness by going through one season. But after one season, then you have Help a Beginner program available to you. And what's lovely about that program is you have a mentor assigned to you, not necessarily from your area. So you don't have any conflict in the club. You don't have any competition, any negativity on that, because you're simply learning from somebody else who has only your best response in mind,
yeah,
the best effect. So that has been a highly successful program, and anybody can apply for that. There's not a fee. You're just assigned a mentor after you've demonstrated seriousness for one season.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and the Help a Beginner program tends to produce successful racers that truly appreciate the sport.
Nice.
And they stay in the sport longer.
Nice. And so do you have to worry about people using, like, performance-enhancing drugs or, like, steroids or tranquilizers to the birds? Like, do the birds get drug tested during competitions?
We are working on drug testing criteria. It's somewhat pointless. The bird's metabolism is so fast that the whatever might have been given to the bird is excreted fairly quickly. So I'm not familiar with a really good benefit. But there are some individuals, I suppose, that would give it a go.
Yeah.
And so just to do the right thing, we're establishing criteria to cover that area.
That's great.
But it does little good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
I mean, it does little good to plug the bird with drugs.
Definitely. No, I agree with you because, I mean, they're so sensitive. I can't imagine that if you gave a bird a stimulant that it wouldn't just keel over with a heart attack because their heart rate is so fast to start.
Well, you would think so, but those little fellows are pretty sturdy.
Yeah?
Yeah. So whenever they, I don't know how to explain, they are just, if you have a bird that might sustain an injury, they are fast to recover.
That's great.
Let the bird spend some time recovering, and he's fine to go.
That's great. And so what happens if one bird gets lost during a race?
Well, you might get one going wayward here and there. They're typically heading for home no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But the ability to navigate might be interrupted by adverse conditions. It could be maybe weather got in the way. It could be maybe a predator chased them. Their response is to go down. And because they are marathon flyers, they simply need to refuel to continue their flight. So if anybody happens to see one of those wayward little fellows, that's the simplest thing to do is provide the wild bird seed, provides what they need to refuel. They definitely need hydration. A couple of days, they're good to go.
It's amazing.
They're still heading for home.
Wow. And what do the birds typically eat when they're racing? Are they on a high-protein diet, or is it basically just bird seed?
No, it's a pigeon diet. You have a variety of mixtures. Protein is the basic nutritional requirement. The best energy sources are fats and carbs, minerals and vitamins. They are all found in varying amounts in all the grains used in pigeon diets. People vary according to the time of the race series, and they might slack off on the fats and carbs, or they might slack off on the protein. Everybody has their preference.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little more specificity on your race series timing, but the basic is you might have 16% crude protein content,
mm-hmm,
basically. And that's just a quick reference.
That's really nice. And if people ate like this, we'd all be a lot better off as well.
Yes. think so.
So let's say you've got a champion bird that wins a competition. What does it win?
Well, it's in our organization, you're winning trophies, diplomas, major bragging rights.
Totally.
It's a unique person that enters the racing sport. They truly enjoy the birds. They truly, it is a world community. It's not just in your area. If you do pigeons, many of these guys travel internationally. There is no stranger if they know a pigeon fancier is in the area and
wow.
they hook up with them. So the diplomas and the trophies are typically the prizes.
Nice.
But, of course, the bragging rights. And then, of course, if you have that champion bird consistently winning, then you have a potential income from breeding the young and sending them out.
Mm. And Dave, what country do you think pigeon racing is like it? Like, where do you think it's the biggest deal ever? Is it the U.S. or?
Belgium.
Really?
Belgium is considered the capital of racing. The way you and I think about baseball and football,
yeah.
that's how common it is for the kids there. That's how they grow up.
Wow.
It's very common to see lofts in the backyards. And we can view a miniature version of that in Florida. We call it Little Belgium because so many fanciers retire there. And it almost is a loft in every backyard, and they are beautiful.
How funny.
Absolutely beautiful.
They are gorgeous birds, and I've seen them. Actually, when I was in Amsterdam, they had a whole display in the Amsterdam Zoo of racing pigeons, and they were gorgeous and bigger
yes.
than, you know, bigger than our New York City pigeons.
Yes, and the coloring is very distinct, very crisp. Very beautiful, because some people focus on the genetics of it to the point of coloring the feathers a certain way. Most everybody works for the speed and the stamina, but some folks are interested in the genetics for the coloring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love how people pick up different things in your association that they want to do. Like some are, you know, into hardcore distance, other people into
yes.
a beautiful bird. It's really nice for the birds.
Yeah, this is a